You're listening to SBS News.
The Sunshine Coast Lightning will begin their Super Netball campaign, looking to win the title for a third straight year. The defending champions begin away at the Collingwood Magpies on Saturday afternoon. The Lightning have lost several big-name players, including Caitlin Bassett and Jeeva Mentor. But despite that, Greater Western Sydney Giants captain Kim Green says it would be a big mistake to write off Sunshine Coast's chances.
A lot of people have ruled out Lightning because of all the players that have left their team, but they've picked up some great players as well, and I think they're going to be a dark horse in this competition.
Giants start their campaign with a local derby against rivals the Sydney Swifts. The sides share training facilities, and that closeness means getting a win to open the season will provide a big lift. Swifts captain Maddie Proud admits they don't want to be the ones looking to hide after Sunday's clash.
Absolutely. Our change rooms face each other, so come Monday morning we want to be the ones that are smiling and they want to be the ones that are sort of, hiding away from us. So definitely bragging rights in more ways than one.
With Anzac Day breaking up the week, three matches in the NRL would have been played heading into Friday evening's clash at Panther Stadium between Penrith and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It's been a turbulent week for the Panthers, with the departure of general manager Gus Gould. Head coach Ivan Cleary says reports of a rift between him and Gould were nothing more than media speculation.
I've leaned on Gus throughout my playing career, my coaching career. I've spoken to him when he wasn't even involved in the club I was in. I've always asked him for support, why wouldn't I? Most of my coaching principles and foundations have come from what I learnt under him. It makes no sense, so that never happened.
In the AFL, the Richmond Tigers suffered a big injury blow to start round six when star forward Jack Revolt sustained a knee injury in the win over the Melbourne Demons on Wednesday. Coach Damien Hardwick admitted it comes as a huge blow to his side's chances moving forward, but says Revolt will come back as strong as ever when he does get back to action.
He's been through this before and he understands it and he'll deal with it and he'll be disappointed for a while, but he'll be trying to make those around him better. That's what a good leader does and that's what he'll do. Crisis does create opportunity and some players have stood up and grabbed that, which we're really pleased with.
The Tigers don't play again until next Saturday, but look likely to be without Revolt for an extended period. Super Rugby continues with the New South Wales Waratahs and the ACT Brumbies in action as Australia's leading players look to find form ahead of September's World Cup in Japan. The Waratahs take on South African side the Sharks at the brand new Western Sydney Stadium in Parramatta on Saturday, hoping to at least half fill the 30,000-seat venue. The Brumbies, meanwhile, travel to Argentina to take on the Jaguares on Sunday morning. The Formula One season continues into its fourth round over the weekend in Azerbaijan's capital, Baku. Mercedes already has a stranglehold on the standings, with both Lewis Hamilton and teammate Valtteri Bottas well clear of the chasing pack. Bottas won the opening round in Melbourne before Hamilton clinched the Bahrain and Chinese races that followed. The tight city circuit in Baku will be a tough test, though, for all the drivers. Toro Rosso driver Alexander Albon took fans on a test lap for the Formula One YouTube page, and this is his take on how tough the circuit is.
Here we go into the hardest part of the circuit. It's always the kind of lap where, in qualifying anyway, you really put it on the line for that one time. Here we go through high speed left, it's easily flat with our cars. Brake downhill, by this point the tyres are gone, so you're sliding around quite easy flat, but when you're following it's really, really sketchy. Trying not to hit the walls, and you have this massive, massive straight to the finish line.
The fourth running of the race begins late on Sunday evening. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.